So let's see, where are we at? Let me pause here for a second. All right, this is Scott in 7FGP in Jamestown, New York, and this is the Absolute TechNet. And let's see, let's go ahead and take some more check-ins and see if there are any questions on APRS so far. We're going to go ahead and take check-ins, and if you do have a question, please let us know so that we can come back to you and get the question. So if you would like to check in to tonight's Absolute TechNet, now's your chance. Just need your full call sign, twice, slowly and phonetically. Please call now.
November 5, America, please add Mike.
November 1, uniform, Mike Juliet. November 1, uniform, Mike Juliet, in and out.
Check it.
Delta Uniform 3, X-ray Charlie Delta. Delta Uniform 3, X-ray Charlie Delta. Dennis in the Philippines, just listening with great interest.
Merrick Control.
Victor Alpha 3, Hotel Romeo Yankee. Victor Alpha 3, Hotel Romeo Yankee. Check-in only, no tech comment.
Kilo Juliet Niner Lima.
Kilo Echo 9 Delta Oscar Bravo. Kilo Echo 9 Delta Oscar Bravo. Tim from Indiana, in and out.
Kilo Juliet.
Kilo Echo 9, Echo Alpha Alpha, Kilo Echo 9, Echo Alpha Alpha, in and out.
Kilo India 7, Papa Kilo Lima, KI 7, PKL, in and out.
This is November 5, Zulu, India, Quebec. It's N5ZIQ Moy, Southwest Houston, listening.
VK1JT, Canberra, Australia, Victor Kilowatt 1, Juicy Tomato.
Kilo November 4, Echo Whiskey Tango, just monitoring.
All right, let me grab it back here and see who we have so far. There's a couple of call signs out there that we may have missed. Let's see. Starting at the bottom here, we have Thomas, KN4EWT. We have John, VK1JT. Have Moy in Houston, N5ZIQ. Good evening, Moy. We have Thomas, KE9EAA. We had a station that was KJ4. We didn't quite get the call sign, so if you tried to call in and haven't read your name so far and has a KJ4 or maybe a KJ5 in it, please come back with your full call sign twice, slowly and phonetically.
VE7SLZ.
5 November Zulu Alpha.
All right, we got KJ5 something Zulu Alpha. Twice slowly, please.
Five November Zulu Alpha. Kilo Juliet 5.
All right, Douglas, we got you that time. KJ5NZA, thank you for checking in tonight. We have Henry, VA3HRY. We had Rockin' Roy, KI7PKL. Good evening, Roy. We had Dennis in the Philippines, DU3XCD. And we had John, N1UMJ. And at the top of that list, we have Michael, N5AQM. All right, let's see. I think we got it back here. All right, let's pick up where we left off. All right, so we have our radio. We have a TNC. We're transmitting packets on 144.390. But what if you're a mobile station with a 5-watt HT and the nearest high gate is 40 miles away? Well, that's where digipeters come in. So a digipeter, in short, is... a digipeter is short for a digital repeater. It receives your APRS packets and then retransmits them, and that extends their range. So unlike a voice repeater, digipeters receive and transmit on the same frequency, and every APRS digipeter in North America is the same 144.390. The way digipeding works is through path aliases that are embedded into each packet that is sent. The most common paths that you'll see out there are called wide 1-1 and wide 2-1. So let's kind of break those down. The number after the hyphen is the hop counter. So wide 1-1 means any low-level local digipeater can relay it once. Now, wide 2-1 means any regional wide area digipeater can relay that message one more once. So your packet hops out twice, but in a widening circle that reaches much further than your local station could on its own. Digipeater relays the packet and it decrements the hop counter. So when the hop counter hits zero, that would be the one, the relaying stops. And so this is to prevent packets overflowing and flooding the network, causing infidelity, causing it to circle indefinitely. So now let's talk a little bit about eye gates. Let me break for a second.
Check in.
We're going to get to some check-ins here in just a little bit, but we're going to talk about eye gates. And now an eye gate is the other half of the APRS and infrastructure, and that's short for Internet Gateway. An eye gate does exactly what the name suggests. It listens to 144.390. It receives APRS packets over the air and then injects them into the APRS Internet System, or APRS-IS. That's a global network of servers that distribute APRS data worldwide. This is what makes APRS.PHY work. Now, APRS.PHY, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, is a website that shows all of this APRS data, and you can use it to search out and look for call signs and see what's going on. When you go to APRS.PHY and search the call sign, you're looking at data that was transmitted over RF. It was received by an eye gate somewhere on that path and pushed out to the APRS-IS servers and served up in your local web browser. The map you see is a real-time picture of every APRS station that has been heard by any eye gate on the planet. Full duplex eye gates are called two-way eye gates. They can also take messages from APRS-IS and inject them back into RF. This lets stations send APRS text messages to anyone in the world not just stations that are in your radio range. So let's walk through the complete data chain. Your station in the car transmits a position packet on 144.390. A nearby low-level digipeater hears it, and then it retransmits it with the hop counter decremented. Now, a high-profile wide-area digipeater on a hilltop hears that, and it retransmits again. An iGate station, maybe someone running Direwolf on a Raspberry Pi in their shack, hears that packet and pushes it to the IPRS IS server network. And then within seconds, your dot appears on APRS.fi. Your spouse at home, watching on their phones, sees exactly where you are. So all on a 5-watt FM signal, no cellular, no subscription, no infrastructure you don't control. That is the genius of the APRS system. All right, so let's keep going here. Now, here's something that will surprise a lot of new hands. You don't really need any special gear to start exploring APRS. You can be on APRS in the next 15 minutes with what you already own. Let's talk about the five main ways to get into APRS from the cheapest to the most capable. So first of all, your phone. The easiest way to start is to grab an Android phone, download the free app APRS Droid, connect it to APRS IS over Wi-Fi. There's no radio needed. You can watch stations on a map, send and receive messages, and get a real feel for the network. So now remember, this is internet only, and you're not putting out any RF, but it's a great way to learn the system before you invest in any needed hardware. If you do have an HT, you can connect it to APS Droid via a Bluetooth TNC. And Bluetooth TNC, like the Moblin KD, I can't even pronounce that word, but it's just a little device. It's about the size of a deck of cards, and it connects to your radio's mic and speaker jacks. And then you're transmitting real packets over RF. Maybe for $100 or so all in, you have a functional APRS tracker in your pocket. Or also, you can buy a cable and connect it from your phone to like Baofeng or any of those little that take the K1 connectors and use that. So it really isn't that expensive to get started. So another step is the software TNC approach. Direwolf is the software, and it turns the computer, Raspberry Pi, into a TNC just by using the sound card for audio. You can connect your 2-meter FM radio to the computer with the audio interface cable that I was talking about. It takes the mic in and speaker out. PTT control is usually controlled via Vox setting in radio, and the Direwolf software handles all of the encoding and decoding of those messages. So if you just want to receive, the cable can be as simple as a stereo audio cable from your radio's external speaker out into the computer's mic input or the phone's mic input. Now for transmitting, you got to control that PTT, and that's either some more sophisticated with a serial port. But mostly those small devices use Vox,
VC7FLZ,
or a special interface like a SignalLink USB stick. So now once you have Direwolf up and running, you can add a graphical APRS client on top of it. So on Windows, Pinpoint APRS is an excellent and free one. On Linux, YAAC, yet another APRS client, is also a great choice. Both of those will connect to Direwolf via the KISS protocol, K-I-S-S, and give you a full map interface with the messaging. Now, if you want to go the hardware route, and you don't want to rely on the software and it's any complexity there, you can get a dedicated TNC. The standard, the gold standard, is that Cantronics K.